Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a reminder for all producers about the 2014 County Committee elections. Due to an error in the printing process, the County Committee election ballots that were mailed to producers across the United States back on November 4th had the producer's name and address on the back of the ballot. Because County Committee elections use a secret ballot, misprinted ballots cannot be used. In order to ensure the integrity of the secret ballot process, new ballots were mailed to producers beginning December 20th. These ballots indicated in several places that they were corrected ballots. They were on the outside of the mailing, on the ballot, and on the outside of the return envelope. The corrected ballots must either be returned to the Cass County FSA office or postmarked by tomorrow, January 17th. All newly elected county committee members take office on February 18th, next month. County committee members are an important component of the operations of FSA and provide a link between the agricultural community and USDA. Farmers and ranchers elected to county committees help deliver FSA programs at the local level, applying their knowledge and judgment to make decisions on commodity price support programs, incentive indemnity and disaster programs for some commodities, emergency programs, conservation programs, and eligibility. FSA committees operate within official regulations designed to carry out federal laws. If they participate or cooperate in any FSA program that is provided by law, persons who are of legal voting age and have an interest in a farm or ranch as an individual or as the authorized representative of an entity are eligible to vote, as are both spouses when property is owned jointly. If your operation is located in the local administrative area holding the county committee elections, for Cass County this includes Brighton, Pimosa, Benton, Grant, Franklin, and Grove Townships, and you have not yet received a corrected ballot, contact your local FSA office. Next, 2013 and 2014 wool and unshorn pelt LDPs. Eligible sheep producers are reminded they have until January 31st to apply for loan deficiency payments, LDPs, on wool and unshorn pelts produced during the 2013 crop year. To be eligible for payment, producers must have beneficial interest in the pelts, own the lamb for at least 30 calendar days before the date of slaughter, and sell the unshorn lamb for immediate slaughter. Producers must also comply with wetland conservation and highly erodible land conservation provisions on all lands they operate or in which they have an interest. Pelts must have also been produced by an eligible producer from live unshorn lambs of domestic origin in the United States. Producers are also reminded that if they will be shearing wool for the 2014 crop year, they need to stop by our office and complete a loan deficiency payment agreement and request, which is Form CCC 633, to cover all their harvested commodities for 2014, including wool and unshorn pelts. Producers must complete the 633EZ prior to losing beneficial interest in the commodity, which usually occurs on or about the shearing date. Now, rural youth and socially disadvantaged loans. FSA makes loans to rural youths to establish and operate income-producing projects in connection with 4-H clubs, FFA, and other agricultural groups. Projects must be planned and operated with the help of the organization advisor, produce sufficient income to repay the loan, and provide the youth with practical business and educational experience. The maximum available loan amount is $5,000. There are several requirements that must be met for youth loan eligibility. These include compliance with FSA's general eligibility requirements, being 10 to 20 years of age, residing in a rural area, city, or town with a population of 5,000 or fewer people, conducting a modest income-producing project in a supervised program of work, and demonstrate capability of planning, managing, and operating project under guidance and assistance from the project advisor. Additional program information, loan applications, and other materials are available at the Cass County FSA office. In addition to youth loans, FSA also has a number of loan programs available to assist female or minority operators begin or continue in their farming careers. FSA provides priority funding for socially disadvantaged applicants. For program purposes, socially disadvantaged groups are women, African Americans, American Indians, Alaska Natives, Hispanics, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders. FSA loans are available to applicants who meet the loan eligibility requirements and are unable to obtain the needed credit elsewhere. Loan funds can be used for a variety of purposes, including purchase or improvement of farm real estate, purchase of machinery, equipment, or breeding stock, and paying for annual expenses like crop inputs, land rent, and marketing or distribution expenses. And finally, foreign investor rules. As part of the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act, AFIDA, all foreign holders of U.S. agricultural land are required to report their holdings to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. All individuals who are not U.S. citizens and have purchased or sold agricultural land in the county are required to report the transaction to FSA within 90 days of the transaction closing. Failure to timely submit the AFIDA form, which is FSA 153, could result in civil penalties of up to 25% of the fair market value of the agricultural land. County government offices, realtors, attorneys, and others involved in real estate transactions are reminded to notify foreign investors of these reporting requirements. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.